The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mi'ilah Daf Chof Aleph. We discussed in the previous shir the fact that there's a chiddush in Mi'ilah of Yesh Lichad Vaveru, despite the fact that B'chol HaTorah Kula ain't Shlichad Vaveru, but in Mi'ilah Yesh Lichad Vaveru, we furthermore discussed the point that the chiddush of Yesh Lichad Vaveru, there's another chiddush also. The chiddush is that we do not need Shlichus to work in the regular way. Shlichus of Echer Shoyt V'Kot, which B'chol HaTorah Kula doesn't work, will work by Mi'ilah. The point being, we saw from the Rishonim that the point is that the maisa of being moil doesn't have to be the maisa of the one who's responsible. The one who's responsible is responsible for the end result, not so much for the maisa. The maisa mi'ila is done. The one who's responsible for it is the one who actually was the one who set it into motion. Now, there's an interesting question that the Pnei Shuh and Kedushin Daf Mem Beis wants to know, is that why do we need a posuk for Yesh Lichad Va'Avera if we find that shlichus of a cher shoyt of a cotton works by meila? It's clear that it's not regular shlichus. It's clear that the parsha of being chayv on meila does not need regular shlichus. Shlichus b'chol tayr kul is only on a godel, on a badas, not on a cher shoyt of a cotton. If it works by cher shoyt of a cotton, that tells you don't need shlichus. If you don't need shlichus, so that you don't have the klal of ein shlichus dvar aver would work, even though it's a dvar aver. Why do I need a pasuk that yesh shlichus dvar aver? So what you have to say is l'chayru, that the parsha of Cher Shoyt V'Kotten is the parsha of shlichus, but not shlichus of hisyachsus ha-maisa. It's not shlichus of, that's called the maisa of the mishaleach, and it's also not shlichus of that the kotten has a koyach to toif, to create, to make a chalois that's chal for the mishaleach. The point is that it's a parsha of shlichus where the mishaleach is responsible for what somebody else did. It's shlichus. The concept, conceptually, it's shlichus. So conceptually, it's shlichus. What does Ein Shlichut V'Aveira say? Ein Shlichut V'Aveira doesn't say that when somebody does a maisa aveira, it can't be my maisa. It says that when somebody does an aveira, I can't be responsible for somebody else's maisa. The Ein Shlichut V'Aveira would talk even in a case where it's not a shlichus of his yachsus ha-maisa, where the maisa of the shlich is shayich to the mishaleach, or the shlich creates something in the mishaleach. That itself, that on one person's doing, somebody else should be responsible halachically for, that can't be. It's that one person is not punished for somebody else's doing wrong, for somebody else's doing an aveira. So without the klal Ein Shlichut V'Aveira, it would still be a lack of his yachsus. The Pnei Yeshua says different. The Pnei Yeshua says that Faket, he says that Ein Shlichut V'Aveira is only when Shimon is a bardas, so Shimon is a bar chiyuva on what he's doing, so how could Reuven be chayv? On that we have a klal Ein Shlichut V'Aveira. But what about where Shimon is a chersh, is a shayt, is a cotton? So then why shouldn't Reuven be chayv? There's no responsibility on the part of Shimon, so there's no reason why Reuven shouldn't be chayv. On that, Yitaka don't need the chiddush of Yesh Lichad V'Aveira, but with the mishaleach and the shlich are both balei das, the shliach l'chayr should be the responsible one to be mechayv the mishaleach, and now we have a kalan shlichad v'aver. Ha'imid neged divrei apnei Yeshua is l'chayr that the sugi in both Metziah Daf Yud that talks about when we say in shlichad v'aver, is it only when the shlich is a bar chiyuva? The Gemara discusses it in a different context. Gemara discusses it with Rabbi Chotze. If I steal something, and the way I stole it was by having something put in my chotzer, the reason why I'm coined, the reason why I have it is because chotzer mishum shliach, like we said. So why don't we say in shlichut v'aver on Geneva? And the Gemara discuss it maybe because the chotzer is not a bar chiyuva, that's why I could go to mishaleh. Chot Pnei Yeshua says it's totally in that Gemara. So it's not such a pashut way of being miyashiv mishnayis when there's two lashonos in the Gemara above Metziah Daf Yud on that klal. So that's why we're pointing out something else. We're saying it maybe a little bit differently. The way we're saying it, the point is that Ein Shlichut V'Aveira is a definition of who's achroi. In that sense, even though Cher Shoyt V'Kotten works, where we explained what that means is that the Moel is responsible because he's the one who set into effect. He's the one who set into motion to create that effect of the Chilul HaKodesh. It doesn't make a difference whether it's his Ma'aseh or not. What's nischadish in the fact that Shlichus works on Mi'ilo with a Cher Shoytev Katan is that you don't need Shlichus where the deed that was done is the Mishalech's deed. It's the Shliach's deed. But the Mishalech is responsible. On that also you have a problem. How can one person be responsible for somebody else's doing? So in that sense, for that you need a klal of Enshelech Edvarver. Despite the fact you don't need regular shlichus, but being responsible for somebody else's doing is the chiddush of, normally we call it Turkul Enshelech Edvarver, and over here, you are responsible for somebody else, that's why you need a separate pasuk. This will open up a window, by the way, that what's interesting is the Rambam in Perek Zayin Ve'ilo quotes that Then Allah says, "B'chol ha'Torah kula ein shlich dvar avero, elo b'mi'ilo levado." Rambam adds something else, which we'll discuss. Shleis arev imo iser acher. The shlichus that works by mi'ilo ledvar avero that doesn't work b'chol ha'Torah kula is only when there's no other iser involved. Let's leave that aside for a moment. But the Rambam seems to say the only unique case where we say yeshlich dvar avero is only by mi'ilo. The Gemara in Gedushin Daf Mem Beis discusses not that way. The Gemara says another case of pikodon shaleach yad. A person is responsible for a pikodon. He's not allowed to use. He has somebody else's car is parked in his garage. He's a shemichinu. He's not allowed to use the car. He's not a shoyim. If he uses it, he's a shaleach yad. He's then responsible on oinsim beyond the level of responsibility that he would have. That chiyuv of being a shaleach yad, of misusing somebody else's thing that was put into his trust, is called shaleach yad, that he's responsible even when it's alidei shlichus, the Gemara learns out. Another case the Gemara has is tvichu mechiv. Somebody steals a behema, a balchai, and then he shechts it or he sells it, tvocho yom mechoyre, is chayv dalet or hay, depends if it's a seh or a poro. That also, if he didn't shecht it himself, but he told somebody else, the Gemara learns out, it's like mechiru. Bechir, by definition, to sell something away, you have to sell it to somebody else. So shechita also, you're chayiv, despite the fact you didn't do the ma'aseh shechita. What do you mean? L'chare en shelech edvar averu. The Teretz is, yesh lech edvar averu by tvichu mechir. That's the Gemara. So where's the Rambam come off saying that the only place in Kol HaTorah Kulo where you're chayiv, shlichus l'edvar averu is by me'ilam? Let's go back to what we said before and we'll have an answer. By me'ilam, if I just commanded somebody else to do something, I gave him a tafkid, I told the shlich, we have the Mishnah's best, I told the shlich, go be moitzi that piece of hengdish from the gluskum, take that pruta and spend it on whatever. How could I be responsible for somebody else's misdoing? How could the Torah create responsibility on one person when he's not the one who's doing? That chiddush, the only place we find that somebody who should not be responsible at all becomes responsible for something which has nothing to do with him just because he is the one who set the process into motion, the only place is by Me'ila. What's by Tvichu Mechir, by Pikodin? By Pikodin, let's say, the fellow who has a car sitting in his driveway is responsible anyways for the car. Not only that. The Maisa being Shaleach Yad, what does he do by Shalichus Yad? Shalichus Yad, he starts driving the car of somebody else. He took the guy's car was in his driveway, and he used it Shalaika Din. In a normal case, a person does not become a regular classic Dianav by driving somebody else's car. As long as he doesn't mean to take the car away, that's called the Shal Shalamidas. Maybe he has a shame of a Gazan, but he's not the classic Ganav of being chayiv, kefil. He's not the classic ganav of having the dinim of ganav in the Torah put on him. By Shalech Yad, the Torah is mechadish that yes. Why is that? Because since he's responsible, the Rishonim explained, since he's responsible anyways, he anyways has a chrayis. True, he only has a chrayis that he can't be pesheah. He has a chrayis that he has to get it back to the shomer. I don't mean that he has to be matriach to drive it back. The guy has to come to his driveway to pick up his own car. But the point is, he's responsible for the well-being of the car. The Torah up the end, the Torah up the level of his chayvus that a person has when something is in the driveway, that if he misappropriated it, even though he didn't steal the car per se, but now he becomes responsible for a ganav. Did the Torah, so let's say I tell somebody else to drive the car. Does the Torah have to create on me responsibility for the car that I didn't have despite the fact that the misdoing, the wrongdoing is someone else's, I have responsibility for the car anyways. I'm achroy for the car because I'm a shomer. So the Torah just said, that's called a misappropriation of my responsibility when I let somebody else drive it. Same way if I drive it myself, if I let somebody else drive it, that's also abusing the trust that was put into me, my responsibility. That's not a chiddush of yesh lechadvane. That just means over there you don't need a responsibility for somebody else's misdoing. You are responsible. You were responsible before you were shaleach yad. Same thing is by tvichu mechiru. Person steals a behemoth. There's a mitzvah that says he has to give it back. He has a chiyuv einsim. When a person steals something, he has a chiyuv einsim on stolen property to get it back to the owner. He's responsible for the behemoth. Instead of returning it, he added insult to injury. The Gemara calls that over there. There's moisim chet al chet and mishtar shele. He makes that very strong. And not only did he steal the guy's cow, but he also shechted it for a barbecue. So you're responsible anyways. So if you tell somebody else to shecht it, That's just another way of saying that you are vital responsible for that which happened in Behemoth, which you were responsible anyways. That's not a chiddush of Yeshlich Dvaveh. The Gemara compares them because the point is you don't need a shlichus of Yisyachus Hamaisa. You don't need that to be mamish you are doing, somebody else is doing. That's true. But the chiddush that the Rambam brings out of Yeshlich Dvaveh, Dafka, by Mi'ila, that chiddush is only that's the chiddush is only by Me'ilatach. The Ktois, in Simer Reish Tzadik Beis, in talking about Pikodoin, brings more or less what we just said. It's a little slightly different, but the way we said it is the way we said it. Basically, that description of Me'ila being unique in the cases of Yeshlich Hadvar Aver, that's the way the Marit explains the Rambam that we mentioned, that the only Yeshlich Hadvar Aver is only by Me'ila. Based on this definition to be mechalik between different cases, the Ktois, like we said, Reish Tzadik Beis, explains a difficult tour. The Rambam we just quoted finishes off that Yeshlich Hadvar Aver by Me'ilo, except in Misariv Bo Iser Acher. What does that mean? That means the Rambam explains that let's say the Shliach was Moil, there's another Iser involved. There's an Isser of Machalos Asuris. He was Moil from Hegdish. With not just the Isser of misappropriating Hegdish, but he ate Machalos Asuris, or he was Machal Shabbos with the Maisa that he's doing. He did another Aver. In that case, you wouldn't say the Yeshlich Hadvar Aver on the Mi'ilo, but because there's another Aver over there, on that Aver, on that Maisa, the Aloch is over there, that the Mishalech will not be Chayiv, and that's what the Rama means when he says, Shalo Yis'arev Bo Isser Acher. What's strange about this is, the Mishnah Melech in Gneva Per Gimel Halacha Vav asks a question on the Torah. The Torah, in speaking about the case that we said, Tvichu Mechir, the Torah is in Chosh Mishma Shin Nun, which is Hilchus Gneva. Over there, the Torah says that what happens, let's say Mishalech, a Ganav, stole a cow, and his mitzaved the Shliach to shech the cow on Shabbos for a barbecue. So here he really added an insult to injury. Not only did he shecht stolen property, which is a mechayev of tvichu mechiru, but he's told to do it on Shabbos. The halacha is that the mishalech is chayev because he yeshlich hadvar aver. In fact, the Mishnah Melech, you read the Rambam, you read the Torah, a straightforward reading of the Torah doesn't say that he told him to shecht. He told him on Tuesday to shecht the behemah. Happens to be the shliach, his day off from work when he could make some money on the side, he's an unsavory character. He's adding himself to a gneva of somebody else. He shechted the guy's behemoth on a Shabbos. Over there, you could say that the shliach did it on Shabbos. That was midas atzmoy. That's not part of the shlichus. The shlichus was on the shechting, not on the shechting on Shabbos. So on the shechting itself, yeshlich advaver, on the shchita on Shabbos, on the chilul Shabbos, on that angel advaver, you're not going to have the shlichus chayav, not the mishalech. That you could say. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says he was mitzavim to do it on Shabbos. So why not say that the whole shlichus is null and void? Because the Rambam by Me'ila says that it has to be a shlichus where lo yisarev bo yisar acher. That's the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Based on the reading of the Rambam, we understand that Me'ila is different than Tvichu Mechiru. Me'ila, the point of the shlichus by Me'ila is that not that that the mice of the shliach is shaykh to the mishalech, you don't need that. That we prove from Chesed V'Katan. But that the mishalech could be responsible, the Torah could create responsibility, achrayus, a chiyuv, on somebody who didn't do anything, that's a chiddush. But that's only by Me'ila. Where did the Torah place responsibility on him? only when the other person's doing was only a doing of Me'ilah. Where the doing included a doing of another Avera, over there the Torah didn't place that responsibility on the Mishalech. Tvichu Mechira and Shlichus Yad, the Chiddush is something else. The Chiddush is that since you're responsible, you could become more responsible for something that was created because you told the other guy to drive the car, you told the Shliach to Shech the Behemoth, but the responsibility you have is yours anyways. So over there you could be Chayiv B'chol Oifin Shul, even if you told him to do it in a way where there's a part of the Aveira which won't be Shech the Mishalech, Shechting on Shabbos won't go over to the Mishalech. But still, since you lamaise, it's your fault, let's say, that the end result of the Gneva was not only was the behemoth stolen, but the behemoth was not returned because it was shechted. Not only was the car not taken care of, it was even driven. That's still your fault. For that, even if you told him to do it with another Maase Aveira, the halacha is over there, the Yeshlech Adva Aveira. The Rambam's Kiddush of Shlo Yisarv Bo Isser Acher is only when we're talking about Me'ilah. Me'ilah, the Chiddush is that you could become responsible for something that you shouldn't be responsible for. That's only where we're talking about responsibility in Me'ilah. If the Maase, the Shliach did, was included responsibility for something else, that does not pass over to Mishalech. That does not have the clause, the klal, of Yeshlech Adva Aveira by Me'ilah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.